And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 11th of September, 2014. It's the birthday of William Sidney Porter, better known by his pen name O. Henry, born Greensboro, North Carolina, 1862. He was a young man living in Texas when he was convicted of embezzlement at the bank where he worked, and he was sent to federal prison. He served 3 years in prison, didn't want anybody to know about it, told his daughter he'd been away on business, and it wasn't until after he died that the public learned that O. Henry, the famous author, had gotten his start in prison. One of O. Henry's lesser-known stories, The Furnished Room, the story of a young man who rents a dingy room in a boarding house in Manhattan. He's been looking for the girl he loves who has disappeared. He thinks she may have lived in this room that he rents because he can smell her perfume. He asks the housekeeper if she has seen a beautiful girl with a mole on her left eyebrow, and the housekeeper says no. The young man locks himself up in the room. The scent of the perfume of his loved one gradually disappears. He seals off the room with strips of bed sheets, lies down, and kills himself by turning on the gas. And the story ends with the housekeeper explaining to a friend of hers that she rented a room to a young man that day, but because she didn't want to discourage him from renting, she didn't tell him that a young girl had killed herself turning on the gas in that same room 1 week before, a girl with a mole on her left eyebrow. The Gift of the Magi, another famous story of O. Henry's, young married couple, Jim and Della. It's Christmas time. Della has beautiful long hair, which Jim is so fond of, and Jim has a gold watch that his grandfather had given him. They don't have much money. They want to give each other a wonderful gift for Christmas. So Jim ends up pawning the watch to buy his wife combs for her hair, and at the same time Della sells her hair for enough money to buy her husband a fob chain for his watch. It was on this day, 1914, W.C. Handy published his St. Louis Blues, his most famous song. He said the lyrics had been inspired by a woman he met on the streets of St. Louis whose husband had taken off, and she said, "My man's got a heart like a rock cast in the sea." The song was a big hit right away. Here's a poem for today by Margaret Gibson, Solitudes. For today I will memorize the two trees now in end of summer light, and the drifts of wood asters as the yard slopes away toward the black pond, blue dragonflies in the clouds that shine and float there, as if risen from the bottom, unbidden. Now, just over the fern, quick, a glimpse of it, the plume, a foxtail's copper, as the dog runs in ovals and eights, chasing scent. The yard is a waiting room. I have my chair, you yours. The hawk has its branch in the pine. White petals ripple in the quiet light. In the quiet, a necklace of gourds on the garden fence, a mourning cloak on a seeded spray of crabgrass, an undulant whine of cicadas. Margaret Gibson's poem Solitudes, from her collection Broken Cup, published by Louisiana State University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's poetry app. Available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.